on the phone with us is a lady that I had the opportunity of meeting at the Power of Age Expo, and her booth ended up being probably the biggest gem of the whole event for me. I know I'm going to go ahead and introduce her here. It's Nancy Connor from Smart Adaptive Clothing. Hi, Nancy.
Hi, Mike. How are you?
Good. You going to go rappelling with me?
I was just getting nervous listening to that intro again.
What? We'll just have to, we can use some of your clothing. We'll be able to promote some of your clothing doing that.
But, okay, I might do it.
All right. But seriously, I had the opportunity. I stopped over to talk to you, and we ended up chatting for about an hour. And it's really fascinating, your story on how this whole thing came about. And the company you started it's called Smart Adaptive Clothing, and you're based out of Philly, right?
Correct, yes.
Okay, so if you can, I guess, tell us a little bit about how you got started doing this.
Okay, great. And thank you so much for having me. I really appreciate this opportunity. So what prompted me to start Smart Adaptive Clothing is my father, or was my father. And he struggled with Alzheimer's and dementia. And when he was diagnosed, he was immediately put in assisted living, as in the next day. And my dad did really well there. Unfortunately, he had broken his hand and broke the same hip two different times. And, you know, he was a trooper throughout, but upon breaking his hip the second time, the assisted living home could no longer dress him in what we always say as his signature dress slacks and dress shirts. My dad was dressed in pull-up sweatpants and pullover sweatshirts.
And this is a guy who's used to being, you know, smartly dressed on a regular basis, right?
Correct. Exactly. Yep. Even shined his shoes every day up until that second hip break.
Okay.
And I just thought there has to be another way. There has to be another solution for people like my father, for caregivers and the families. And, you know, lo and behold, my father passed away in the summer of 2016. But last December, I said, okay, Nancy, stop thinking about it. Do something to help folks. And, you know, here we are, and we can help folks, whether it's Alzheimer's, dementia, ALS, arthritis, Parkinson, autism, a series of things. And I guess I should tell you about the clothing, huh?
Well, yeah, I was going to lead you into it. And for, you know, the average person to be able to just button up a shirt or to do anything like that, put, you know, slip on a pair of pants and be able to fasten them and you know, zip up and use a belt. I mean, that's just, it almost is such second nature that you don't even think about it. It's just, you could be doing 20 other things while you're putting on a shirt or something like that. But for someone like your dad or anybody who might have any kind of a mobility impairment or anything, that becomes, you know, and just an overwhelming task.
You're right, it does. And, you know, it makes people feel differently about themselves. People can lose their sense of self. You know, maybe others who don't understand what's happening, they might stare at you. And, you know, talking about the buttoning that some of us take for granted every day, that's what was troublesome for my father getting dressed. So I came up with an idea, and we have shirts for men, blouses for ladies, and we use Velcro as the fastener rather than a traditional button, snap, or zipper. But the shirt, you can't tell the shirt is Velcro fastened, and you saw them, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I was very impressed with what they looked like, because, you know, the men's shirts that you had there were Oxfords, and I love Oxford shirts. I always have. And when I tried it on, and when you put the Velcro together on the front of where the Velcro is, it's you know, there's buttons so that it actually looks like it's just a regular shirt. from if I was walking down the street or if anybody was walking down the street and they were to look at it, unless you did a really poor job of putting the Velcro on, you would never even know that there's anything different about that shirt. And that's what I think was so impressive about it.
So it still has the buttons there.
Yeah, the buttons are on the front.
And the Velcro is hidden behind the lap, I guess?
The Velcro, the shirt closes. Mm-hmm. It's just, and it Velcros together, and then right down the middle, it looks like it's just a regular button-up shirt.
Buttons. Okay. Mm-hmm. Very nice.
Go ahead. I was going to just say, and the women's blouse is the same way. Mm-hmm. So go ahead, Nancy. I'm sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off.
Oh, me too. I'm sorry. I just get excited about telling people. So that's what's so great about it. And what we hear, the responses we hear over and over, it's you can't tell. So we keep the buttons on the front placket and on the cuffs, but the Velcro is hidden behind the placket and then also on the cuffs, because if you struggle buttoning the placket, you would struggle on the cuffs.
Yeah, so the Velcro is right there on the cuffs of the shirt too, so that you would never even know. And it felt like you were just wearing a regular shirt. I was really impressed with it. And I know every time I stopped by and there were some people looking at it, they were, you know, equally impressed with what you were doing. So, and how long ago did you start this?
So I left my prior career December 1st of 2017. And we went into production. You know, I started the company into production, and we just got our first sales in September. So we got production, got sales the next day, and it's pretty quick.
And how has business been doing well so far?
Yes, business is doing well. We have so much interest from, you know, folks like yourself who understand that there are disabilities. One in five adults in the United States actually has some type of disability. So we definitely want to help them, and we can help them. So, we're definitely getting the word out, whether it's with the Alzheimer's Association, folks with the Arthritis Foundation, Parkinson's, short-term rehab, skilled nursing, and, you know, doing trade shows, how we met you at the Power of Age Expo.
Yeah, well, like I said, you were definitely the high point of that event for me. It was interesting to sit there and to listen to your story and to see what you're doing. And now, is your production where can people actually find out about the products and how can they order them?
Good question. So we are selling on our own website right now, which is smartadaptiveclothing.com, and they can read about us. They can sign up for the newsletter. They can purchase a shirt or blouse online. And our products are made in Philadelphia, which is where we're based too.
Yeah, so everything is done right here on the East Coast. And right now, you're only doing men's Oxford shirts and the women's blouses, correct?
That's right. We wanted to start small so we can build and, you know, provide the product that people want and then scale it. And I actually learned that, if I may mention, working with Damon John and his people, Damon John from Shark Tank.
Oh, yeah, that's right. We've got to go to a commercial in a few minutes. Let's talk about Shark Tank when we come back, but finish your thought there.
Okay. Yep. So production is in Philadelphia. We're based in Philadelphia. And again, you can order online at our website, and that's smartadaptiveclothing.com. And you can send an email for the newsletter or contact us, and we would be happy to chat with you, learn whatever you need. We're happy to help.
And you are looking to expand out. You're not just going to stay with these particular two items. You're looking to get into doing slacks and everything else, right?
Right, yes. Thank you for that. So phase two will be slacks. And what we have slated for phase three is children's. And we do have an overwhelming response and request for children. So there is such a need for folks, whether you're a child, a teen, or an adult. So that's how we're going to phase it out, the shirts, the slacks, and children's.
Yeah, getting into that kids market is that's a big thing. And I guess, you know, Tommy Hilfiger actually started doing this, what, last year as well?
Yes, he did. So Tommy Hilfiger got into it the end of Q4 in 2017, which I was so happy to see that, because if he puts his name behind this and he sees the need of inclusiveness, it just helps all of us bring this message forward, which is so important, and really why I personally got involved, you know, to make sure that everyone has a voice, and if someone doesn't have their own voice, we are there for them, such as my father. So it's great to see someone who has such an amazing reputation and brand get into the adaptive clothing market.
Yeah, absolutely. I think it's a big help for it. All right, listen, Nancy, we have to take a quick commercial break. When we come back, I want to talk about the story of you and Shark Tank.
Okay,
so,
great.
So hang tight. We're talking with Nancy Connor from Smart Adaptive Clothing. Lou, take us on out. We'll be right back. We are talking with Nancy Connor from Smart Adaptive Clothing, a new line of very fashionable clothing for people that may have issues with disabilities and getting dressed. So, Nancy, when we were talking, you were telling me you've got something going with one of the guys from Shark Tank, right?
Yes, that's right. So I'm working a program with Damon John, who founded FUBU, and he's one of the sharks on Shark Tank. And in this program, I work with his team, have a coach / mentor, and access to their manufacturers, investors. We had done some marketing and business summits, investor summits, so it's pretty neat. And one of the things, one of the many things Damon says is about scale. You know, start small, invest in yourself, and, scale it up appropriately. Don't spread yourself too thin. So I am listening to what he says.
And so far, so good. I mean, it looks like it's really working well for you. And I know sometime, I think maybe in December when that the World of Possibilities Expo is going on, if you're down here, we'll have to get you to come into the show and we can we can talk a little bit more about the products and show everybody, but we can't do that since we're on the radio. Way to go, Michael.
take pictures. We'll put it on Facebook.
Yeah,
okay.
We could actually live stream on video that night, on YouTube that night, on Facebook. But where can people find out more about Smart Adaptive Clothing?
Yes, smartadaptiveclothing.com.
And they can order anything online with that. And folks, really go take a look at what Nancy has. It's fantastic. I would definitely wear some of it. And so, Nancy, thanks a lot for coming on. I really appreciate you taking the time, and we'll be in touch with you again real soon.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it. And, yes, I'll definitely see you at the World of Possibilities. Thank you, thank you, thank you.
Okay, dear. Talk to you soon.
All right. Take care.
Thanks. All right.